I'm here at the Cardiff City Stadium in the international friendly between Wales and Northern Ireland. It is goalless after 45 minutes. It really has been a bit of end-to-end stuff. It's been a bit quiet, a bit patient from the Wales team, while Northern Ireland have kind of picked up the possession and have gone for the attack when they've had the opportunities. But there hasn't really been much threat from both sides. And I think goalless at half-time is probably a fair scoreline. Well, with it being an international friendly, Wales and Northern Ireland do have many substitutions to choose from, as it is part of the rules in international friendlies. A good chance for both managers of Chris Coleman and Michael O'Neill to experiment with players that haven't been guaranteed a place to the trip for Paris in the summer. Looking at the substitutes of Wales, it's Andrew Crofts, Lloyd Isgrove, Adam Henley, Ashley Richards, Joe Allen, of course, who plays for Liverpool, who of course has been part of their Europa League and Premier League squad over the past few weeks, at least on the bench. Sean McDonald, Simon Church, Jonathan Williams, Imer News and Neil Taylor. And then when you look at the Northern Ireland squad, you have Daniel Lafferty, Luke McCulloch, Neil McGinn, Billy Mackay, Shane Ferguson, Lee Hodgson, Paul Patton, Aaron Hughes, Jamie Ward and Michael Smith. So plenty of options there for both managers to make in the second half. The only threats we've really seen from both sides is from corner kicks, and only one from Northern Ireland, which was a header by Stuart Downs. It went over the crossbar. Not much threat at the end. Couldn't get any height lower than the crossbar. While Wales had a great chance with James Chester, who had a powerful header with the pace against him. He had a free header at goal, but it went over the crossbar. And then Cotterall with the free kick before then, which was 30 yards just at goal. He had a strike, went past the wall. It was well saved by Michael McGovern, nice and low, approaching the left corner of the net. Had to make the save. It was nearly rebounded by the Wales skipper, Ashley Williams. Luckily for the goalkeeper, though, he didn't get to it, and it went in behind for a corner kick. So those are the real chances we've had in the first half. So here with Let's Talk Sport at Cardiff City Stadium, it's Wales 0, Northern Ireland 0 at half-time.